Here in the staircase, between the exhibition of the castle and the town's history, I would like to take you along for a walk through Old Kalbe. Let's look at the first board. The old train station is hardly recognizable. The fact that the old steam locomotive used to stop in Kalbe can hardly be imagined today. Take a closer look at the uniforms of the proud railway men. In the second row, we see the converted station. It was rebuilt in the 30s of the last century. Note the distinction of the spelling of Kalbe Milde with a C and with a K. Unfortunately, the station today is a ruin. We hope that it will be brought back to life soon. The building of the Directorate of the Altmärkische Kleinbahndirektion, Altmark Regional Light Rail, in the old Bahnhofstrasse has seen better times as well. Kalbe used to be a local center of a rather extensive branch of the light railway. Whether to Hohenwulsch, Stendal, to Gardeling, to Klötze, or to Betzendorf and Salzwedel, the light rail went everywhere. Anyone looking at the house on the right with the red roof will be amazed. What looks different today? It's not that the flagpole that is missing. Today's dental practice formerly had a beautiful pediment to the west side, which is no longer there today. And the view below shows the old MTS site on the left and our former post on the right. Look at the second board. Here is my home. The entrance of the hotel to the railroad used to be exactly on the corner, but had to be moved because of increasing road traffic. The war memorial, which honors Kalbe's soldiers who fought in the First World War, look almost the same today. In its place used to be Kalbe's Jewish cemetery until the end of the 19th century. Different roads branch off from the monument site with its beautiful houses. Here you can take a look at the upper and lower Salzwedler Straße. The house of the old saving banks and Kaufmann Rotte's store is easily seen. There was always fresh salt herring from the barrel available at Kaufmann Rotte's. The third board shows our school. Impressive what high chimneys our school used to have. The stoves had always been heated, so that it was warm at school. The Schützenhaus in Kalbenser Schulstraße used to be Kalbe's cultural house. There were cinema and dance halls. In the past, the Schützenfest, shooting fair, was celebrated here. The Kalbenser Post, the post office, with its proud postcoach, was still in the Salzwedler Straße, back then beside the passage to the public swimming baths. The next picture shows the restaurant Stadt Hamburg, City of Hamburg. Today it's called the Hotel Ratsstuben. This house was once the city council. The left of the pictures in the third row shows the Rathausstraße as it is today, where today the passage to the River Milde is. There was once a house. In the picture to the right, the castle brewery is easy to recognize in the background. In the lower left, the brewery as well as the Busse family blacksmith shop can be seen. In the right, we can see the Marktstraße with the restaurant Zum Blutigen Knochen, the Bloody Bone. Unfortunately, the two rear houses no longer stand. Let's look at the last board opposite to the staircase. It shows a view of Salzwedler Straße from the Ratsstuben restaurant. Next, a nice Milde portrait and the Eastern Marktstraße with the business building of Kaufmann Hermann. Below you will find the Gardelegner Straße, the church still with the cemetery wall, and on the right a beautiful picture of the Gardelegen Gate with the hop dams. Finally, at the bottom, the beautiful Friedenseck, formerly Hoffman's Hotel, the 5-meter tower of the old bathhouse built in 1938, and a beautiful picture of our water mill as the mill was still in use. I wish you a lot of fun while visiting our little local museum.